Welcome, Holy Spirit. We're grateful that you're here. Yesterday, we had a called annual conference. And for those of you who are not familiar with United Methodist polity, we have church conferences, we have district conferences, and then every year we have a conference where all the churches in the Florida Conference come together to celebrate ministry and make decisions. So that if you hear something on the news that the United Methodist Church is splitting or anything like that, I always like to make sure you get the right information. Now, we've had some challenges in the denomination, and there are some churches that want to disaffiliate. And there's a way they can do that through what we call the discipline, which is the church law book. So we did that yesterday. There was 55 churches that elected to disaffiliate, meaning they no longer want to be called United Methodist. They want to be called Methodist, but they don't want to be called United Methodist. So there was 55 of them, and we did it by Zoom. That Zoom meeting thing's pretty cool now that they got the technology better. And so we did that. And there are 55 churches out of the whole, well, I say the state of Florida. West Florida, Alabama is in a different conference. That's from Apalachicola West. So we don't represent the whole state of Florida, but most of Florida. And there was 5 churches in our area that voted to disaffiliate. And there was a way for them to do that. And they had to pay a certain amount, and which basically says they can't use the United Methodist logo anymore. But the other thing is they don't have to abide by the trust clause. So their property now becomes theirs. This property here is technically owned by the Florida Conference. We support it. They let us pay everything. But technically, we wouldn't be able to sell this property unless we got the conference involved. Then the proceeds would go to the conference, not to a local church. So that was one of the reasons that people wanted to disaffiliate, besides the cultural differences that are going on in our society.